Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
6:13 on this Thursday morning, and again, there are some traffic problems on the West Bank Expressway. If you are headed in from the West Bank to the East Bank, there's a bad accident at Lafayette Street that has 3 lanes closed, and I presume they're working on clearing that, so you're going to want to use the surface streets or go a different way, Terry Parkway. I know a lot of people use that, but they got that restricted to one lane and then goes to another lane that's only one lane, so that's a mess as well. Anyway, be aware of that. Brent, weather. Let me tell you about the weather. Going to be another nice day today. Oh, and thanks to everybody. Wednesday at the Square yesterday, we had a great time. Noel and I were out there listening to some music and shaking hands and kissing babies. Well, not really any of that, but we did meet some people, and it was nice. Weather today is going to be a little bit warmer than it was yesterday, but still, all in all, pretty, pretty nice compared to what it's going to be in summertime. Highs today, 81, 84 tomorrow. Good Friday. A lot of people having crawfish boils. Partly cloudy then. 84 for a high Saturday with clouds. And then Easter Sunday, 83 and cloudy. And a little bit of humidity as well. Brendan Martin joins us now, Research Director at the National Council and on State Boards of Nursing. Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me what's going on with the nursing shortage in the United States.
Yeah, you know, so coming out of the, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen evidence actually of a workforce recovery. So that's actually really, really good news. There's many factors that likely contribute to that. But one of the things that our analysis has really pinpointed is that there has been a rebound among more experienced older nurses who decided to re-enter the workforce. The flip side of that, one of the things that's still kind of continuing to drive, you know, some of that shortage discussion is that many of the structural issues that nurses have long kind of term identified as some of the drivers of their intent to leave the profession, kind of contributing to that shortfall, really remain in 2024. So we're not out of the woods yet, but we are actually seeing some kind of silver linings out of our work.
I don't think you have to be Nostradamus to know I'm going to ask you next. What are those structural problems?
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate the question. You know, so one of the things that we've seen consistently in our survey, so we run the National Nursing Workforce Survey every 2 years or so since 2013. We have seen consistently that nurses pretty uniformly report issues with short staffing, with high workloads that kind of accompany the short staffing. And then, you know, acute levels of burnout and stress, workplace violence, and even bullying. In our survey, about 25 to 35% of nurses identified short staffing and high workloads as the reason why they departed the workforce. And really a whopping 40% of nurses, so that's 2 in 5 nurses across the entire country, indicated that acute levels of burnout and stress were really ultimately driving their intent to leave the profession.
Bullying by whom?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the question.
Bullying by whom? Doctors or patients or families?
Yeah, no, it's an excellent question. Yeah, so, you know, it's actually, it's a multitude of issues. And so it could be kind of patient on provider bullying. It could be peer-to-peer bullying. It could be, you know, kind of colleague-based. And so it's actually, you know, an array of factors when we get into, you know, workplace violence and workplace bullying. The context for the care in which the nurse is, you know, working, really it's imperative that that is perceived as a safe space. And we see that that level is actually increasing. And we're not the only ones who document that in our work.
Where does the support staff factor into this with nurse burnout? Because I would think, let me take a step back. I lost both parents 20 years ago, about, you know, average, to long systemic illnesses. They were in the hospital for a long time, eventually died in the hospital. And I know even then, 20 years ago, they had one registered nurse, one RN on the entire floor, and good luck finding one. And not to criticize them, because they were busy with a whole floor, at least a whole wing, one half of a floor of patients. I presume the staffing has not gone up any from the hospital standpoint since then?
Yeah, staffing is one of the chronic issues which has really plagued, you know, really the nursing industry for decades. In our survey, we saw that issues with understaffing and high workloads obviously spiked during the emergency phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. I don't think that comes as news to anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to 2020 and 2022, we have seen some of those issues moderate, but I think you're touching on something which is absolutely true, which is these problems long predated the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking about low staffing and high workloads, this is decades of evidence that have really pinpointed these as structural issues within the nursing workforce. And so what we argue with our survey is that, you know, nurses are really collectively making their voices heard. And it's imperative that leaders across an array of sectors. So, you know, practice is obviously what we're discussing here, but also regulation, education, policy, that they all come together to try to address these issues, which nurses have been discussing for, you know, for decades. Because you hit on it, which is, you know, our focus here at NCSBN is patient safety. It's mm-hmm. taking the patient's perspective at that kind of moment in care. And so to support patients ultimately requires us to put in place policies that support nurses themselves so that they can practice to the top of their license and education and make sure that patients are well taken care of and that ultimately they're safe and they get discharged and they go home and they live, you know, great lives.
Let's talk about support staff and organizational chart, because, okay, you got the RN that I would guess is in charge of the floor, and then beyond that they have support staff, orderlies, practical nurses, I guess, in Louisiana they call
practical nurse aides.
But if those people don't do their job, or they don't have enough of those people, then it falls back on the RN, who is ultimately responsible. Accurate?
Yeah, that is accurate. Yeah, I think, you know, you're hitting on something. One of the things that makes, I think, our survey unique is that, you know, we run the largest and most comprehensive survey of the nursing workforce in the country every 2 years. So we not only look at registered nurses, which is where kind of the focus of our discussion has been, but we also look at practical nurses. And I think that there's movement afoot, which is really well advised, you know, to think about how we can better leverage, you know, different license types in the practice setting, in particular acute direct patient care. I think it is imperative that we rethink that and we kind of put in place policy to make sure that essentially registered nurses aren't overworked, that practical nurses aren't overworked, because many of the issues that we saw in the registered nurse workforce associated with high workloads, you know, and understaffing are also prevalent in the practical nurse workforce as well. And so we have to be cognizant of the fact that essentially, you know, every setting needs to be, you know, well-staffed, the context needs to be safe, et cetera, to ensure patient safety. And so part of that is going to be, you know, making sure that essentially, you know, the support staff that maybe underlies the registered nurse is in place, that it's robust, that they feel that they are in a position to also practice to the top of their license and education.
I'd like to open an Okunaw Jeweler talk and text line here, 504-260-1870. Talk, text, and data rates may apply, messaging rates, whatever it is. Please don't text and drive. But if you've had a family member in a hospital lately, I'd like to know what your experience has been. As I said, I went through it 20 years ago, and I'll tell you this, Brendan Martin, Research Director for the National Council of State Boards of Nursing, the doctor may ultimately, you know, be the macro provider of care, but for family members, if they really want to know what's going on, and the primary caregiver to that patient is the nurse in the hospital, am I wrong?
No, you're exactly correct. And, you know, in fact, you know, so nursing is both the largest healthcare workforce in the United States, but it's also the most trusted. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a reason for that. There's a kind of a compassion that comes along with the nurse's care at the bedside. And I think when well supported and the context is safe and they feel as though they have the resources that they need to, you know, perform to their peak, you know, I think what we find time and time again is that that nursing care is absolutely vital, not just to patient safety, but better patient outcomes.
I think.
And so you are correct. I mean, that they're going to interface the most with the nurse, and it's really important to patient outcomes.
I've seen it firsthand in terms of compassion, and I think there's a cause and effect factor where, you know, a doctor might have 1,000 patients he sees in the office, makes his rounds in a hospital, but the nurse, for those 8, 12 hours, however long he or she is on that shift, they are intensely concentrated on those however many people happen to be in the beds that they are over. So God bless them all. 622, we'll pick up the conversation when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 628, just a couple of minutes left with Brendan Martin. They got a new survey out. He's a research director, Dr. Brendan Martin, of the National Council of State Boards of Nursing. I can tell you what, I was talking about my parents, Brendan, but I've had eye surgery, shoulder surgery, knee surgery, hernia surgery. Just about every part of me has been cut on. And the true compassion that you get in a hospital comes from the nurses, and God bless them and the work they do. Quickly, with the 90 seconds that we have left, when it comes from the study, was it more of a motion picture about how we got to there to here, or a snapshot and looking forward?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
How do you make nursing better, attract more applicants?
Yeah, you know, I think the overall takeaway for our survey is that we've seen, you know, early momentum, as I mentioned, for a workforce recovery. But I think that the big takeaway is that we're not out of the woods yet. Mm. You know, you've shared some of your kind of personal background, both as a patient and with your parents. You know, my wife is a nurse of over 10 years, and I can personally attest to the fact that they take their job home with them. There's a reason why they are called to this profession. There's a reason why they understand and basically place such an importance on that direct patient care. And so I think it's imperative that moving forward that we think about how do we solve some of the long-term structural issues that we see come out of this survey, that nurses report very uniformly and for decades, you know, so short staffing, high workloads, burnout and stress. You know, if we don't address some of these issues moving forward, then I think, you know, we started this conversation with kind of the premise of thinking about this in kind of a shortage context. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get there pretty quickly if we don't start to be proactive with our policy and make sure that nurses feel supported and make sure that nurses feel as though they're able to practice to the top of their license and education. Because at the end of the day, if our focus is on patient safety, the vehicle for that is making sure that nurses are well-equipped and resourced and supported to really deliver that high-quality care.
You know, as you talked about your wife, I thought, Brendan, I would think in 95% of the time it's the nurse who breaks the news to the loved one that the person has expired and not the doctor.
Yeah, you know, and I think we saw this in spades with the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah. You know, you don't need peer-reviewed literature or research to really drive that point home. We saw it, you know, at headlines day after day after day. You know, my own wife, you know, was oftentimes the last person to see a loved one in that hospital context because of all the restrictions, you know, with, you know, minimum distance requirements, et cetera. And, you know, they take that load with them. I think that they are called to this profession, nurses, that is.
I think you're right.
And so when we think about, you know, burnout and stress, that's a label, right, to a lot of us, but it's a lived reality for them. Mm-hmm. And I think to make sure that we are putting into place policy to address that, it's complicated. I don't want to make it sound simple, but it's really imperative that we do that.
Thank you. Got to run. I appreciate your time and your effort, and God bless your wife. Brendan Martin will take a break and back. Talk to Mike Strain. Time now, WWL First News. Happy Crawfish Day 2025, 6:45. Quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our good friend, Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Dr. Strain?
Man, I am doing great. And again, happy National Crawfish Day. I am ready. We're going to be eating some crawfish tonight. I will be in Clarence, Louisiana, which is above Natchitoches, my good friend, Mr. Rayburn Smith. He's a cattleman, a cattle buyer, and he's having a big cattle sale today. He will sell between 45 and 50 1,000 head of cattle today in Natchitoches Parish, and it's part of Superior Livestock, and then he has a big crawfish boil, and all the farmers from around this state and multiple states will be there in Clarence on the farm. So we'll be there about 6 o'clock with my very good friend, and he sold a lot of cattle for me personally over the years, and it's great. And look, the crawfish, you got to say, they are really, 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 really nice right now. And then tomorrow we'll be here on the farm, you know, on Good Friday here on Strain Farms. My brother will be boiling the crawfish. He won't let me boil them. He says I don't do it right. He does it better.
You don't need any of that going on. You don't want any of that going on. Just let him do it, Mike.
You know how I boil shrimp?
How?
I get started, and he moves me out the way. So, look, let me show you how to do it every time. Been doing that. We've been doing that for 40 years.
Y'all get along?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Because you move aside and let him have it. That's, you know what? That's
absolutely
the best way to do it.
Well, that's the plan, though. Yeah. You got to understand. That's how I cook shrimp, right?
I
get everything started. And I take that great big metal spoon and get out the way. Let me show you how it's done.
Kind of like the old Tom Sawyer painting a fence thing you got going on there, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, brother gets here to the farm every day, and we work on the farm, and he's my chief mechanic, too. He is very, 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 very good at mechanicking and body work on all these old antique tractors.
You fly into Clarence, Louisiana, or are you driving?
Yeah. No, I have to fly because it's just too far.
Yeah, I guess you better leave now if you go get there.
3.5-4-hour trip if you drive each way.
So what else is going on, Mike? Let's talk about crawfish and plentiful and prices and all that stuff compared to last season.
Right, it's good. I mean, you can find crawfish under $3 a pound right now. I looked this morning on the Crawfish app, which everyone needs to get. You can get them live at Rouse's for $2.95. Now, if you're planning on getting crawfish for tomorrow, you need to go ahead and get them ordered so that you'll have them. And, you know, just don't wait and, you know, don't get everything set up. Then just show up and say, look, I need 2 sacks of crawfish. So get them ordered right now. They're very plentiful. They're very nice. And the price is right. And you can find shrimp as well. You can find shrimp under $6 a pound. Really nice shrimp. And, of course, you got to add all the fixings. Sweet potatoes, yam right, corn on the cob, mushrooms, a little sausage. you name it, put it in the pot, right? And it's time for a little fun, for a little bit of family. So that's, we're really excited about that.
How'd everything go at the Strawberry Fest? I know I had a little bit of trouble, but that's
happens
everywhere you
it
go.
It was huge. No, it was huge. So me and Jazzy rode on the float, and there must have more than 100,000 people there. We've been eating strawberries ever since. So it was a really beautiful, beautiful day. The farmers were turned out. The people turned out. And people are ready to kind of relax and have fun. It's a very, you know, it's a very good, overall festival. We're having festivals all over the state. And, again, local fresh strawberries. Now, you got to have that for Easter. You got to have some local strawberries and maybe some Elmer's Gold Bricks as well. Mm-hmm. And you can get the strawberry heavenly hash. That's right.
Yes,
and
sir. You sure can. Yeah,
local
those are good.
Product.
Dark chocolate heavenly hash, milk chocolate heavenly hash. Put all three together in a bowl, melt them, then pour it on top of some ice cream, Mike. You got some eating going on.
Oh,
I'll tell you right now.
Some vanilla, bluebell vanilla ice cream.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep. I hope my doctor's not listening, but we may have to try that, right?
I'm preaching to the choir on this one. Let me take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about hurricane season. Will be here too long. What's going on with bugs and insects and caterpillars and all of that stuff? And also, somebody texted in, they got a dog that's digging and eating constantly. And I know you're a respected and loved, beloved veterinarian on the North Shore. Maybe you can address that as well. The dog's eating the fence, they say. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. Holy Thursday, 6:56 and a half, talking to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture. It's also National Crawfish Day. And, of course, tomorrow a lot of people get together for shrimp boils, crawfish boils. Mike, when it comes to imported seafood, you can't buy live imported crawfish, correct? If you buy live crawfish, you know it's from Louisiana?
It's going to be from Louisiana. But also, under the law, if it's imported, they've got to have a sign there. It's got to be on the menu. But if it's live, they're going to be getting those from Louisiana. They're very plentiful. Normally, when you get into the imported, you will find frozen crawfish. Now, it is possible to buy frozen whole crawfish that are imported. I don't recommend you do so. We have some wonderful crawfish here. Also, a number of our different companies like J. Bernard and Riceland Crawfish, they put 3- and 5-pound bags of their pre-boiled, their boiled crawfish with the seasoning in them. They're in a bag. They're frozen. You put that in hot water, boiling water, for 10 minutes. You open it up, it's like you boiled them right there on site for yourself. Average person will eat 3 pounds. It's very good and available and at many of your Rouse's and other stores.
Somebody texted in about shrimp real quick to delineate between live and uncooked. If it's live crawfish, you know it's local, but if it's shrimp that are uncooked, it could be foreign, right?
It could be, but where are you going to find the foreign shrimp? Those that are prepackaged, and generally they're going into restaurants and other things, or into your different grocery stores. If they are loose, whether you go in and you see they got a scoop and they're putting them into a container for you, those are generally going to be local. But again, look for the sign at wherever they're selling them. If they are selling imported crawfish, imported shrimp, imported whatever, they've got to have a sign up there. So look for that. If you stop on the side of the road, if you like to do that, and buy those shrimp right there and those coolers when they're sitting on ice, those are going to be local shrimp. And of course, don't forget crabs as well. Right, you got the White Boot Warriors and others selling some of the finest crabs you ever did see. It'd be a good time for
Mike,
a crab boil as well.
Real quick, only got 40 seconds left. Somebody texted, and I know you're a beloved veterinarian on the North Shore. Dog eating the fence boards. What would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them get some cone toys and spend more time with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or bring the dog to train and get that dog active. I love the cone toys, especially the ones you can stuff with peanut butter, put mm-hmm. them in the freezer, let them get cold. Get them to chewing something else. Play with them, spend time with them, and get them some toys. Let them chew on those cone toys.
There's nothing that draws a dog to wood or anything, is there?
No, they just, they all go through that chewing phase, mm-hmm. right? But they're looking at, they want some attention. Get out there and spend some time with them. And again, the more time you spend with them, the less they're going to have that type of behavior.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a lovely Easter, you and all the strains, and a good Friday and everything else. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Kirk Talbot about insurance, legislative session, and more. Then we'll talk to Jason Williams, DA, on WWL.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.